was obsessed, but they were also so full of sugar. Mm-hmm. Like when I think about it, like
it was only sugar.
Yeah. Basically, I've looked at them now and I'm like, how was I drinking these like all the f-ing time?
That's why we're going to be young forever. We're fermented.
We're fermented.
I'm like a pickle.
Yeah. Oh. Pickle. Maybe give us a pickle.
Life is a challenge.
How do you get through it?
Laughing at the dark and dirty. We walk you through all the naughty secrets of the adult industry, and you get to be a fly on the wall with two best friends in the business of boobs.
We want to hear your dirty secrets too.
If you have stories to share, questions for us, need advice,
then send us an email to twndpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 702-900-6446. We'll always be laughing here. It's our favorite way to cope. If you like what you hear, hit the subscribe button, share with a friend, and leave us a rating wherever you listen to podcasts. And we thank you for coming this week.
Did you hear that crackle?
Me. Let's start off.
Do I have a book? A booga?
No.
Okay, good. A booga.
Doe, a deer, a female deer, ray, a drop of golden sun. Me, a name, I call myself. Far, a long, long way to run. So, a needle pulling thread. La, a note to follow. So, tea, I drink with jam and bread. And that will bring us back to do, 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 do. All right, we're done. This is a very serious show now. Just make sure I'm in frame. Laura, please check your blazer.
We're secure. Secure.
Welcome back to the Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast. We are a show that discusses a wide range of topics such as mental health, or lack thereof, sexual wellness. No shame in our slut game. We'd like to bring you topics that might get a little political sometimes. We do try to shy away because, of course, everyone is entitled to their opinion. Although ours is clearly better. That's why we have a show and they don't. You know what I mean?
Clearly.
What did you find comical?
The wind. It just tickled me.
Oh. The wind does sometimes just offer a nice little tickle. Especially in the Vegas heat. You ever had a hot breeze ride up your skirt? You're not wearing panties. It's like a soft little kiss to your labia.
I know exactly how that is.
From nature. And it's Mother Nature, so it's a little gay, and I'm here for it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
A little love from Mother Nature in your nether regions. Men won't understand. Their balls, they cover it. It's really quite a shame.
They swing low. They wobble too.
Sweet chip. Welcome back to the Totally Wholesome Not Dirty podcast.
Let's not be so serious. Can we loosen up a little bit?
Can we take it all off? Because can I just tell you, I'm starting to panic.
I
was panicking
tight.
In the bathroom when I peed before we started today because I was like, look, this is how my arms move in this jacket.
I remember this.
The last time I tried to make content in this, it was a struggle. Let me tell you, it was all buttoned up. It's all business casual, but it's not casual. I'm not casual in a fucking blazer. Can you imagine if I had to have a job in an office? If I was a lawyer, I had to wear a blazer?
No.
I would never
get
anything
arms
done.
In that. It doesn't want to even.
It doesn't.
How did you have that buttoned? Yeah.
For those of you who are just listening, this is me attempting to fully straighten my arms, which I cannot because I'm f***ing jacked.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the show.
My girl.
For those who are just joining us for the first time, buckle in.
Don't you hate ads? They take away from the conversation, but you can go ad-free with us at patreon.com/twndpodcast. We create monthly photo sets, host Zoom chats for our dirtbag tiers, and even create short films. We have a wholesome pledge option if you want to show a little support, or dirtbag tier if you want to go all the way with us. We release episodes a day early for all tiers, and each episode is ad-free. So if you want to level up, go to patreon.com/twndpodcast and show your support.
Honey, what does it make you think of? Sweet, delicious, sticky, licking it off your partner? If you want to have fun with a special friend or are someone who loves self-pleasure, Honey Playbox has the toys for you. Use our code TWND to save 15% on your purchase. Amp up your playtime at honeyplaybox.com. You deserve pleasure, so elevate your experience with Honey Playbox and support our show by using code TWND at checkout.
Let us introduce ourselves.
Let's reintroduce ourselves. Laura, why don't you start? Because I'm dying right now.
As Molly's trying to take this fine blazer off and peel it off of her biceps.
It's so hard because they're so big.
I am your co-host, Laura Contreras, Wham Glam Artistry, along with...
Hi, I'm Molly. For those of you who don't know, I'm self-diagnosed as autistic. I passed the test with flying colors multiple times. One time I tried to cheat because I was like, if I think about the answers. Throwback episode. But this is our 3-year anniversary, so we have to go back. We're going back in the lore because some people joining. Thank you. Yes. Some people joining, Laura, for the first time. They didn't experience the before times because we're back on the air and those episodes have gone into the abyss. They're gone.
Way lost. Down the rabbit hole.
Down the rabbit hole they went. And some people will never experience the joy of what it was that I was talking about. And if I bring myself back to it, I'll be able to talk about it again. It's the episode from Joshua Tree with Kay Carter.
Yes.
The good old Kay Carter.
We love you, bitch. Kay. Shout out.
And listen, I took the test and I was like, this is so dumb.
I remember this day vividly, like it was yesterday, too.
It still stands out in my brain. I feel like it was one of the most defining moments of my adult life, and like past the age of 30.
And the focus and the dedication you put behind taking those tests.
I really did.
Multiple times.
Laura couldn't finish it.
No.
I took so much longer than you're supposed to take, but I finished it. And I overthought every question. You did take a glance. It was a couple glances.
Oh, no.
No. I think you answered like 4 questions, and you were like...
Well, it was the first page, and I said next, and I was like, okay, I'll do this for a couple times. Then it was like 4 times, yeah. And I was like, wait, how many questions are there? And I think you said like 80 or so, and I was like, yeah.
Close. Now, me, I see a test, and I'm like, I'm passing this shit. But I thought I was going to pass in the opposite way. It turns out that I am really, really good at autism, which is awesome. So
flying colors.
That will explain a lot of the tangents that I go on. A lot of the rants. It explains a lot about me, actually. But I don't let it define me. All right. I was weird before I knew I had this whatever's going on in my brain. And I'm going to continue being weird after. And you can't stop me. And that's the great thing about being a person who likes yourself this much. Because you can be like, hey. Be considerate.
Yes, be considerate and be one with the tism.
Be one with the tism. Don't shy away from
it. No, embrace it. Love it.
Every time that I'm like, you know what? This person is like really cool. Or they've accomplished something or they have like a very like niche talent and all that kind of stuff. And guess what? Tism. We're all touched by it in different ways. And this one is like one of the most comfortable touches I've ever seen without my consent. So
it's like a caress. It's a caress.
Like, I didn't ask for this, but it touched me. And what can I say? I'm gifted in a lot of ways. That felt really, really terrible to say. But I am trying to be nicer to myself every day, as you should be too. So,
and we've been friends for longer than any of our real friendships ever. I mean, reintroducing ourselves to new people out there. Yeah. I met Molly back in like 2018. So it's been a minute and she's still stuck with me. I call myself the barnacle.
You are the barnacle and the fist. Some people may not know about the fist.
The other day I had my pin out because I lost the back to it, which I could easily just take the pin back from one of these. But so I had it on my counter and someone saw it and they were like, the fist, huh? I said, yeah, that's me. That's I'll call. Me. And then... It was Carlo's brother. And he goes, the fist, huh? And I'm like, yeah, that's me. He's like, why are you the fist? I was like, oh, I could get into this, but later. I was like, another time. You're not ready for the fist story.
No, there's a lot to be discovered in the fist. And for those who are new to the podcast and all of that fun stuff, we wanted to let you guys know and our, you know, maybe longer fans, we are going to be introducing something. I don't even know if I told you about this, but David and I had a discussion. And David had a very good idea. So we are able to like kind of download audio from all the stuff that was on YouTube. So we were thinking about starting a Throwback Thursday episode where on Thursdays, ooh, or maybe every other Thursday, something like that, we will be bringing back an old episode that was taken off the airwaves when we got removed earlier this year.
Awesome. So, on our Patreon? No. Or just on our YouTube?
Just on our well, not YouTube because it's already there, but Spotify. we'll link to it, but we'll get the audio and we'll just put it into like the RSS stream and all that kind of stuff. So,
well, look at that.
Look forward to that. We're going to be starting that hopefully in the fall, like in September-ish I think the goal.
That's genius because there was
a lot of good lore lost. I still have to draw you as a wizard.
Oh, yes, please. And also, if you are just joining us for the first time, you guys, we are big fans of Liquid IV. We hope that you guys are staying hydrated out there. This summer has been brutal.
So brutal.
Make sure that you go to Liquid IV. Use our code TWND and save 20%?
15%.
15%.
But sometimes it's 20%, so stay tuned, because sometimes they change the price. They'll do a little promo and all that. And of course, every time that you guys check out a sponsor, like, I'm not telling you, oh, you need to have this, but maybe you do. But every time that you use our code for any of the sponsors in our description, it does help keep the show running. Mm-hmm. And that's how we pay David, and that's how we keep being able to create things like what we wish that we could show you and play for you on the episode right now. But after some discussion with David and kind of realizing that just because something is parody doesn't mean it can be played on this episode, because that would involve a copy strike. Now, when you post things on YouTube, there are ways to circumvent that. And so we've got things figured out for YouTube. So we've been long talking about the music video that we have been preparing for you all. It is our parody song. David, show the thumbnail. There it is. There's the thumbnail. Isn't it beautiful, Laura?
In its glory, yes.
It's gorgeous. It's really just a masterpiece, much like this music video, which we cannot play for you. So do you want to tell them what the song is for those who are listening, what song we are parodying?
We are doing a parody to Best Friend, which is sung by originally Doja Cat and Saweetie. Mm-hmm. So it's just a friend that we always vibe to, like, for years.
For as long as you've been doing my makeup, it came on like my playlist or yours one of the early times that you were doing my makeup.
Yeah.
And then every time I think that the song Best Friend by Saweetie featuring Doja Cat, all rights reserved.
Yes.
I believe that they put us in a trance to become friends to the bestest of levels. Do you know what I mean? Because when you think back, we weren't best friends, but it was playing it.
It
and
evolved.
We were vibing to it and it kept playing. There were sometimes she'd be doing my makeup, it would play twice. It's like a sign. It was like,
that's a good point.
Now you're best friends. And we just kept singing it. And then before you knew it, we had a podcast together.
Fused our friendship. All comes full circle.
And that's why the music video had to be absolutely perfect. I was going to off myself.
My mind is blown.
I know.
You guys just witnessed like a real moment. And thank you for being there to share that with us.
Saweetie, Doja Cat, thank you so much for bringing my best friend into my life.
Our friendship has
and
just
manipulating
grown.
Me into becoming best friends with Laura. Thank you. It's the best thing anyone's ever manipulated me into.
If you listen to it like with like, let's just say, a complete stranger, does it have the same effect?
I don't want to try now. Okay. I don't want to lose you.
No, you wouldn't lose me. I mean, let's say for asking for a friend.
I want
if
y'all.
If you guys so, want at home.
I want to see if it works. Like, you know, like the videotape, like the horror movie where there's videotape and
yes,
they're like,
the ring.
You have to pass it on and it watches, like, it gets to the next person. They come out, the ring. There's all those videotape fucking things. Anyway, so I was thinking, what if they test it with our song, our parody song, with a stranger? Someone from work, perhaps?
Stranger danger.
Couldn't be dangerous any longer, because what if you just become best friends from listening to our song over and over and over and getting our plays
That's
through the
true.
Fucking roof? What if that?
Only good could come of this.
Because either way, right? You don't gain a new best friend. How sad for you. But at least you tried over and over and over by going to youtube.com/@twndpodcasts and watching and consuming and listening to and with strangers.
Share with your friends.
Our parody song. Mm-hmm. And if you are a content creator, we highly encourage you to use little pieces from it if you want to use it as a soundbite. I'm just saying, opportunities are endless. And this is probably the best thing that we've ever created. And we've created Krampus. We've created football fantasy. We've created the Turkey Pilgrim thing.
Yeah.
It was a whole debacle. We've put everything into this podcast. And this is the culmination. This music video is the upper
also
of what we're trying to do here.
I just saw it for the first time. Spoiler alert. I'm not even going to say anything about it. I am so impressed.
And why aren't you saying anything about it? Because this will be playing, but what do we get to do? We get to go with our patrons, patreon.com/twndpodcast.
Shout out to the patrons.
They're going
to
be seeing it now before everybody else. So you,
we love you,
you are
all
just finding out that this is being released today. You are going in the description.
You're all real.
You're clicking
ones
on the link to go watch this music parody because it is the most beautiful thing we've ever done. And you are also joining Patreon if you don't want to miss out on things like this in the future. Sometimes my brain goes faster than my mouth.
That's often impressive. Yeah. Mine's like my mouth can't like keep up with, or yeah,
that's what I'm saying. My mouth can't keep up with my brain. Your brain can't keep up with your mouth.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm like blip, blip, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah. Like
also
Yoshi.
we definitely, you know, had a little fun earlier before the podcast, and you
no
know,
we didn't.
Yeah, we did.
We never have fun.
Yes, we
this
do.
This is a serious show, Laura.
Back to the show. Serious.
So serious.
Also, Pink
Speaking
Box,
of which,
we got to talk about this.
But first, I feel like I have to show you the new addition to our podcast room.
Yes, please.
As brought to us by, you know, I've actually never made you a custom, I don't think. So I'm not exactly sure how to say your name. Stephen or Stefan? What's a PH? Sometimes I feel like a PH
Steven
still sounds like a V, but sometimes they say it with like a F.
Well, if you are Stefan, we hello.
Stefan
or Steven, hello.
Whoever you may be, thank you so much.
It's a Billy Bass.
It is a Billy Bass. So I can confidently say that now.
Yes.
I have had the rite of passage. I am truly daddy. We said on earlier episodes that especially like in the early years and especially in the Midwest, I feel like everybody had a big mouth Billy Bass.
You're
it was like
so
a rite
cute
of passage for becoming a man. So the rumors are true.
Daddy.
I am now a man.
Now
Daddy.
You're a man. Man, man, man.
That was like my favorite song from Mulan. The I'll make a man out of you song. Now I'm just out here swinging my fucking strap on, playing my Billy Bass. Are you ready? I don't think that
ready.
Is this copyrighted? Are we allowed to?
If it is, David, cut it out. And can we put it on our Patreon?
We can always check. We'll figure it out. David, Google it. Ready? Might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry.
Yes.
Be happy. Don't worry.
He's so awesome.
Yeah. Maybe we just don't play the whole thing. Then it can't be copyrighted, right?
You know what? I think he is amazing. And thank you, Stephen or Stefan.
Whoever you may be.
You wonderful person. We really
we appreciate Billy Bass.
Billy Bass is amazing. Are we going to hang him on the wall?
Yeah. I don't want to cover Polaroids, but we could definitely put him some. What if we put him on the ceiling?
He just stares at us. He gives us his good energy.
We get like a guest, which we like never have anymore, but I like it better.
We'd have to have a remote for him.
But imagine someone, we're like, no, you sit there, and it's just installed like right above their head, but
no,
they don't
it
know.
Comes down. It's like, you like have him on
there's
a remote.
A drop down.
And he just comes to their face. Don't worry. Be happy.
Oh my god, that would be amazing.
Well, today I've discovered Pink Box on my own. I usually go with you.
Yes.
And I kind of like, I might space out and I just like look at the donuts and don't really interact with the people. Today I interacted with the people.
Yes.
And they're all very nice, like overly nice. What is with that?
We're wondering, Pink Box,
Pink
as
Box.
This is a very serious show.
We love you.
what you put in the donuts.
What's in it?
Why am I addicted to them?
Hmm? Also, why is everyone so happy?
It's like you said earlier, and I agree, it's like going into a Trader Joe's. I don't like going to Trader Joe's, which is very unfortunate because Trader Joe's has amazing treats. So many good snacks. Mm. I love them. So many kinds of treats and breads, and it's just a wonderland. Except for having to interact with the people who work at Trader Joe's. And it's not, it sounds like they just attack you or something, like they're so mean. It's not. It's that they're too nice, and I don't trust it. I've worked at a grocery store.
That's how Pink Box is.
What's so good about Trader Joe's? Because I'm sorry. I like to be nice to people. I like to be interactive. There's a difference between like, hey, how are you, Bo? And then there's, hey, what are you doing later today? What are your plans? As they're just like mindlessly scanning things, they're just going beep, beep. So, oh, I see. How many dogs? They're asking. It's like going to a dentist.
How's your aunt?
You're like, you know my aunt?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, and then they'll come up. There's always just someone running up like, I'll bag. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
How's your day going? It's like
Did you
get
find
the same.
Everything okay?
It's like you get the same question from both the person that you start checking out with and the bagger. And they're both just like, it's like everyone is on the same
cuckoo
laughing gas. I don't know what the fuck is going
it's
on
bizarre.
At Trader Joe's.
It's bizarre.
I don't like it.
That's how Pink Box was. They're like, and the first thing they say is, so do you want to do a dozen? Because you get a discount. That's what, and I'm like, oh,
it's
well, I don't even
pitch.
Know what I'm getting. Like, this is, that's a lot to commit to, a dozen.
Yeah, and especially like right off the bat.
I was like, but like, okay, hold on. I need two of these, because I knew which ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, so maybe, but no. And I was like, actually, I only need six. And they're like, okay. Well, which six would you like? And it's like, wow. Like, oh my. Oh, excellent choice. You know, and I'm like, yeah.
It's funny because.
It's like over the top.
Yeah. It's like some weird uncanny valley where it's like if you're playing a video game or something and you go into a store to interact with the NPCs. And I'm not saying that they're like that in their personal life. I'm just saying it feels like they're being held at gunpoint to be as nice as humanly possible.
Like they had to greet me.
So it's
all
like,
within a second.
And it's like you either get the worst service ever where they're just like, hey, do you want me to piss on your leg and not help you at all? Do you want to piss on your own leg? I'm not going to clean it up. I'll stand there and I'll laugh at you. Or you get Pink Box and Trader Joe's employees where I'm just like, where's a middle ground? Because you're either being treated like shit.
They're like, here's the total 16:48. Help me.
You're like, what? They're like, nothing. You have a fantastic day.
See you next
Please.
Time. Do you want a punch card?
They're like, what? They're like, you come back real soon. Please, real soon, won't you? Like,
Bob,
I love
are
the
you
idea
there?
Of like Trader Joe's employees and Pink Box. They just live there. They're not allowed
they have
to
cots
leave.
In the
it's
back.
Like a cult or something.
They're like, we'll feed you.
Is Trader Joe's a cult? Maybe. This is all
if
speculation.
If you work at Trader Joe's, call in 702-900-6446.
Yes. Actually, I do want to know, if you work at Trader Joe's, if you're allowed to talk about it, I don't want to get you in any sort of trouble, but like, what in the fuck is going on? Do you know what I mean?
What in the actual goddamn is going down at TJ's?
Imagine like Trader Joe's, like the company reaches out. They're like, please cease and desist. It's like, don't talk about our cult-like business. It's not a cult. It's definitely not a cult.
I don't even want to put it out in the air. It's all good.
It's all good.
All right, just call us, TJ.
Call us. If you need help, call. We might be able to do something. Maybe not, but it's
good
for content.
We know people. Wait, no, we don't.
We don't know people. That's the funniest
We
shit.
Know a couple people.
We really don't.
We might know people, though.
We really don't. I was saying
Let's see what
did.
We have in the box.
Oh, yeah. What's in the box?
So did you see? I secured them when on my way here. I actually buckled them in. Yeah.
That's so cute.
I posted it on Instagram for
oh,
you.
I didn't see it.
All right. Check it out.
You got Nutella.
I got Nutella.
I got old fashioned.
The sour cream. There's a salty caramel, which actually the nice man at Pink Box said, because I asked him, I need one more. And he said, I said, which one's your fave? And he said, this one. It's called something, Don't Be Salty, which he said is like cheesecake. So I think they're all going to be good. Pick one, please.
They're all good.
Pick one.
Because Pink Box, I don't know what you're doing. I don't care if you're a cult. If you want to sponsor us,
Please do.
I'll get so fat, and it's okay, because there's still an audience for that.
Pick one.
So the old fashioned. Did we rant about the guy who, like, didn't know that these were like a sour cream donut?
Yes.
And he was like, that's not a thing.
Well,
and
let's
rant
about it now, please.
Listen, I know my donuts, okay? Alcohol used to be a vice for me. And when I was younger, it was sweets. And now it's back to sweets again. So don't tell me about a fucking donut, man.
Happy 3 years!
Laura! The campaign isn't clear.
Cheers! Let's cheers our donuts. Ooh, everybody at home, watch this. And go get some Pink Box if you're in the Vegas area.
Oh my God. If you come to Vegas, don't gamble. Just go spend all your money at Pink Box.
You know, I've had clients come to Vegas.
For Pink Box?
Well, one of the things to do here, yeah. Honestly, they're like, oh shit, sorry.
I don't care.
I'm going to have to vacuum this. Literally. They'll be here and they're like, we're here for like whatever, photo shoot usually. But also the first thing on their mind is Pink Box. Mm. So it has to be crack. It has to be.
Mm. For legal reasons, that's a joke. But no, seriously, it's so good.
And eating donuts and gowns makes me feel great.
I feel so fancy.
Me too. Even when I'm dropping crumbs everywhere.
Mm.
Let's be more ladylike. I should put a little napkin down.
Tell me if my nips come out.
I'm sorry.
Well, don't be sorry.
I will clean this. But yeah, Pink Box, shout out. These are fucking amazing.
Mm. See, some people like to go wine tasting. Do you like wine tasting?
Oh my gosh. I've only done it once and I have a horror story.
Okay.
It's not like long, but you know what? I was like, I'm 25 or 24. I feel like something fun to do would be wine tasting, right? Mm-hmm. Go with my boyfriend. Took a taxi, which was smart.
Mm.
Taxis were a thing because it wasn't like Uber, Lyft.
There wasn't
was
no
thing.
Ubers.
I'm old. Anyways, so no Ubers. So it's my birthday, and you know, you've gone wine tasting before?
I'll tell you about my wine tasting
yes,
next.
Yes, you get the tastings, right? So you pay for it first, and they give you, what, six tastings of different ones?
Yeah, it depends. If you flirt with the guy that's pouring them, they'll let you try it more and take you to their cellar.
Or if it's your birthday, they won't stop giving you pours, and they won't take your tokens or whatever tastings you have.
The little chips.
Yes, the chips. And so they'll be like, oh, it's your birthday. Keep it. It's okay.
Yeah.
Me, I really
just
want to get rid
of
the
winery.
Well, what happened was we went to one, mind you, and I didn't know what you're supposed to do when you're wine tasting is to spit it out. I drank it all.
Just don't be spitting it out.
I drank all that shit and mixed. And then I'm thinking, we're going to go have a nice dinner.
Yep.
We're going to do it all classy. Yeah, I'm drunk as fuck. We did have a nice dinner. I don't really remember getting home. Obviously, didn't drive. Thank goodness. That was a smart thing. But my birthday party was supposed to be that night, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was so freaking hungover that same day from the wine tasting because it's such a harsh, it's high alcohol, first of all, and mixing all the different ones, whites, reds, ports, champagne, whatever. And I'm like, I was such a rookie. I had no idea. I should have spit it out or like just had six tastings and that's it. I was so sick for my own birthday party that night or whatever. And I was like, well, never again.
Happens.
But tell me about your experience because this sounds juicy.
So for those who are new to the show, I used to be an alcoholic. Well, I still am. That's why I don't drink. So I don't trust myself. I talked about that last episode. So,
and it's been how long?
It is coming up on 4 years.
Bitch.
It'll be like 4 years in November.
So proud of you.
Thanks.
4 years. Yeah. That's incredible. And you look amazing. And you
thanks.
You've done a lot.
Ina's dead eye in this donut. No bub.
And even with moments in our lives where we're like so fucking like at our wit's end, or like, you know, our last like.
I never want to go there anymore. It's
I mean,
not like
that's
an occurrence.
How bad it was,
yeah.
Right? You,
it was
you're
everything.
Aware of that moment.
But it was also like. And I'm not going to justify it because I think I was like, everything was just fucked. But was with a partner at the time, for those who do not know, who was also an alcoholic. That's kind of how I got there. And someone who was much older than me. And so it was one of those things, lived out in like the Napa Valley area for a while.
That's right.
And let me just tell you, I've never been a spitter. Spitters are quitters. So, like, go drinking around the, like, valley in Napa, you don't spit anything out. And then, like, I'd have, like, cam girls come out, and we'd all go wine tasting, as cam girls are going to go wine tasting means you're just drinking all of the wine. And then it's, like, I used to, like, flirt with the people who are pouring the wine and shit like that, or eventually like, the owner would come out and I'm there with like some other like girl because we're about to go make porn and they're just like sipping it all. It's like, no, you really should drink all of it. And then you just flirt your way into like the cellar and they give you like the special reserves that by the time you're down there, like you can't even tell what the difference is. If you ever could in the first place, you can't. And
fancy,
but just like I've never like been actually sick from alcohol. Like,
well, that's good.
Which is no, it's not good because if I had, I probably would have stopped a long fucking time ago. But
you just felt really tough.
Yeah. Well, anyway, but it was very unhealthy. But that's how I go to your bed.
He's go looking to for your, little pieces of cronut.
Hey, bed. Go to your bed. I love you so much. Go to your bed. I love you so much.
You'll get a piece later, bud.
Ein.
Oh. Ein has a poo. Word from sponsor.
Y'all know how much I love making content. And one of the most important things for quality videos is lighting. But who wants the same old boring ring light? You can upgrade from basic to adorable at kawaiilighting.com with code TWND for 10% off. This podcast is lit by Kawaii Lighting's star-shaped ring light. There are also heart and kitty cat options to make you feel as cute as these lights look. Kawaii Lighting has many RGB options, which you'll have seen used in many of my videos and photos. Don't be basic. Stand out with Kawaii Lighting by using code TWND to save 10% and help support this wholesome pod. Let them know we sent you.
Yeah. That is why you need... to stop called, eating mama's clothes.
I thought you called him Lovey. And I said, yeah.
Oh, no. I was calling Bubby. Bubby.
I was like, what did I do?
Wow, I got really... That was distracting.
The poop got her.
Yeah, that was really
gross.
Well,
you got the poop.
Well, I did get it. I washed my hands. But yeah, it's the whole thing.
You washed your paws.
What were we talking about?
Not poop. We were talking about... Donut. Oh no, we were getting on to something else. Oh, the Napa wine tasting, all that.
Oh yeah,
you know,
it was so
we
funny.
Got into a tangent.
It was so funny drinking though, and then like Ein. Ein, hey,
too much booty in the pants.
Go to your bed, please. There's no donut for you. Lay down. I love you. Hey, lay down. Ein. Lie down. Thank you. Good boy. But I like do like so many fucking sit-ups and shit like that. I'm always like, why can't I have abs? And I'm drinking like
thousands of calories in a day.
So much alcohol. Or
and
getting
sugar,
on like.
Sugar. It turns into sugar.
Max would always say like. Like the vodka. And stuff has less calories and just like straight liquor. So then I'll just be drinking like straight liquor and it's just like, oof. Wow. I can't even imagine doing that shit anymore. No, absolutely not.
I like me a good Prosecco. Maybe I'll
just pour
martini.
Water all down my face.
I like a good espresso martini. Water down my face.
Yeah. I would just rather fuck. I would just rather have an espresso at that
point. How about
point.
A donut?
Mm.
How about a donut?
Mm. Well, I feel like I was choking on a little bit of donut and now I don't want it.
No! All right. Well, we'll get back to donut.
Mm.
There's more. You also have the Nutella ones for later. I know those get messy with the chocolate.
We also, though, have emails. Should we get into emails?
Yes. Thank you guys for emails, for calls. We love hearing from you guys, and it's always a special treat.
Okay, I'm getting there. There it is. I made a folder and everything. All right. So, would you like to hear the poem first?
Yes.
A totally wholesome poem. Dear Molly and Laura, I recently discovered the pod and I have enjoyed every episode.
Thank you so much.
So I've written a poem for this most glorious of occasions.
Thank you.
3 years of banter, laughs, and cheer. For Molly and Laura, let's all come near. From awkward silences to witty delight, you've turned our commutes. I'm so stupid. From awkward silences to witty delight. And you're just like witty. And I'm like, no, I'm actually R-worded. From awkward silences to witty delight, you've turned why can't I say commutes? I can't.
Like take
in,
three.
Like in the line say of it. Saying it, I can't.
Take three. It. In a... Go, you got this. I believe.
From awkward silences to witty delight, you've turned our commutes from dull to bright. Yes! Sorry, I needed to celebrate. With microphones hot and topics so sassy, your episodes are wise, maybe dirty, but never nasty.
Well, yeah.
That's debatable.
I mean.
Tales of chaos, drama, and glee, you've spilled the tea, and then some, you must agree. From tech glitches to overheated camera shows, through all the madness, your passion still glows. Listeners chuckle, gasp, and then sigh. Your antics keep spirits soaring high. Congrats on 3 years. What a wild ride with more juicy gossip and secrets to confide. Here's to the podcast that's truly the best. Molly and Laura, you've passed the test. So raise your glasses. Let's give a toast to the dynamic duo we love the most. Keep the spice, the humor, and zest for the next 3 years and all the rest. Hope you all have another great 3 years and more. From Rob.
Thank you, Rob.
Rob, that was so thoughtful.
Oh my gosh. Cheers. Let's cheers our water.
And listen, I had to write a song. Rhyming. I know how hard rhyming is. Poems, I've always just, especially when I used to write dark poetry, I'm like, it almost rhyme. And so that's impressive.
It's
I just have
beautiful.
To say. I thought it was beautiful. We should get it cross-stitched.
Yes.
And put
can
up on the wall.
Can you send me that? That is freaking gorgeous. I love that so much. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you so much, Rob.
That's very amazing. That, like, tickles my heart.
Did you ever see that Scott? Thank you so much. Scott comes from, I'm not going to say your last name for privacy reasons, but he sent us a heeldo. He found one.
Are you serious?
But the thing is, I go to the website, right? Sold out. It's not that we couldn't find websites that promoted a heeldo. The fact of the matter is that they're all sold out. So it's like, where do you get the heeldo? Everywhere shows the photos of the heeldo, but the heeldo doesn't exist that I've seen, that I've been able to purchase. I can't touch it. It's not tangible. I don't think it really exists.
So how did he get us one then? If it's
no, he
sold
didn't
out.
Get us one. He just like found. Like
he found
on a website.
Site.
But I found a website, multiple websites that were like heeldo. But then you go to click on it, nothing.
Interesting.
Rude.
There's a market for them, people.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is from. We have Hi, Laura, Molly, and patrons of all tiers. Happy 3 years on doing the podcast. It's one of two that I regularly watch, and you're the only Patreon I'm subscribed to. Thank you so much.
That's
very sweet. I want to share one of my favorite episodes of the podcast. It's when you guys live streamed the recording and had the anonymous dick pic contest. I will be honest, I am biased because I won the contest. Oh, wait, David, bleep his name because he signs it something else. I'm sorry. That was fucked up of me. So bleep his name that I said earlier. I am biased because I won the contest. The Gary shirt is really cool. Yes, represent Gary. But it was also when you debuted your Barbie and Ken cosplays. Speaking of, once again.
That was
again,
a huge moment.
Go to youtube.com/@TWNDpodcast because Ken and Barbie make an appearance in the parody music video. Please go watch it so many times.
Yeah, and if you're not already, subscribe, rate us, share with a friend. Hit it.
All right. You are both much more than enough. You guys do so much on Patreon, making being a subscriber beyond worth it, and I'm highly appreciative. I hope you can keep going for as long as you want. Long live the pod with lots of love. Batcock.
Thank you. He's a very amazing patron. Thank you so much. We love you.
Next we have from Rick. To Molly, Laura, and David, congratulations on 3 years of TWND podcast. Quite an accomplishment. Here's to many more entertaining, informative, and funny with this podcast. My favorite episodes are anything with Kay Carter. Your girl's chemistry is awesome, funny, and entertaining. It's very sad that she has moved.
Very sad.
But for her, because I know that things are good and all that, but I'm just like...
It's sad, but we will see her. We will go and visit her and stalk her.
And she says she will come out as well.
We love you, Kay. And we also love the episodes with Kay. I was saying that right before the pod started when I was like, you know, we've had a lot of awesome moments. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them were shared with her.
Yeah, that's true. I lost my spot. Oh, I love it when you have new guests and get to know them too. Favorite one is Nicole Mitchell and Alex Lynx. Oh, I'm seeing Alex Lynx again soon. I never miss an episode. Usually listen to the podcast on Monday mornings. I was here for episode one way back when you were just at your living room table with a microphone and a small speaker.
Yes. A real, real true OG fan. Mm-hmm. From day one.
You have come a long way in improving your podcast from day one to now, and I love seeing your journey over the past 3 years. Having Laura on as a co-host is a great addition to your podcast. Great work, David, on producing and helping Molly and Laura with the podcast over the years. I'll be supporting and listening to your podcast for many years to come. Keep up the great work. Rick, longtime listener, OG Dirtbag forever.
Thank you, Rick. That's a real one.
A real one.
Rick, a real one.
Rick and I, we go way back. Way back. So far back.
Like sucking dick from the back.
Sucking dick from the back. That was a good clip. I want to make shirts that just say like, SKND, like with the little asterisk, CK. And from the back, but make it look like chat speak, so you can't like really tell. You have to like really look to see what it says, and by the time you've read it, you're like sucking dick from the back.
It's so good. I loved it. It made me laugh so much. So good. I think I was at the grocery store when I first saw it. I was like, the fuck.
I also have to show you. We might have new merch for Dirtbags coming because I drew a dirtbag.
Oh, like, we will have new merch. That's coming.
It that takes time. All this stuff takes time.
Also,
because
stickers too. We should make some new stickers. We're going to. Maybe we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. But
I think I want some.
It's one of those things because we're just this music video took so much time and effort and planning, and we got it. I was surprised how fast we did get it done, but like.
I'm not with your planning. Like, girl, I knew it was just going to... Freaking amazing.
Listen.
Amazing.
A touch of the tism helps here and there.
her one brain. Track mind. It's just her brain.
One track mind. Like, there's only one. That's crazy. Okay. We have from David. Hey, Dangerous Duo, here's to 3 years and forgotten tears. I tried so hard to think of something embarrassing to share, and I can't. I have little to no shame. I don't think how I... ghosted my first internet girlfriend in 1998 is really reflective of the man I have grown to be.
Where this is starting.
Did you have like any internet like on AOL and you're just like flirting back and forth?
Like, so chat weird. Chat boyfriends?
Hotties. I had a crush on this girl that I role play fan fiction with. It was definitely not a girl. The dark days of the early internet. Girl. I was like, oh, she sounds so cool.
It's because she's pink.
Not me getting catfished by my first lesbian crush that's a man lying to me. It all started. That works just as well. That works just as fucking well.
No!
That sounds like making my way downtown. There we go.
Making my way downtown? Is that what you said?
That one riff starts it.
Making my way downtown. It's like Seinfeld.
Yeah. it's too loud in my head. No, don't do it anymore. So loud. I usually wear headphones to avoid that. Okay. fuck, we got so far off killed her.
Sorry, David.
Wow. I'm so glad I didn't meet up with that person because I really was entertaining the thought of it for a while. All right. Let me paint the picture. It's 1998. I'm the very stinky, articulate boy on the playground. Weird and proud of it. Not popular, not even close, but recently elected head boy due to a powerful heart-tugging speech I wrote. And all my peers have an undeniable look of regret, not unlike the one on the woman, on women who regret their one-night-only hookup with me in our 20s. I call this look the charm hangover, and all I can say to that is don't hate the sayer, hate the dictionary. Back to young me. I might be too high for this email. Back to the young me, I had an unwavering sense of right and wrong. I danced like there is no tomorrow and sang loudly, not unlike a cane toad dissolving in acid. I've never seen that before or heard that. I did a lot of good in those days. Years later, in my darkest moments, I would smile, remembering who I used to be. It was the only thought that could get me to smile, honestly. Sorry, this is so long that I might be too, because I'm like, wait, what is he talking? I feel like I have to go back chapters to figure
out. Let's start it over.
What? I can't.
Should I try?
Y'all, okay, David, you are very eloquent. You write a lot of things. For the sake of podcast emails, y'all, please remember they should be a little bit condensed. This is no hate. It's just that we have a show. We don't have time to read a full novel. And then we're usually a little, and I get confused by the time I get to the end of your email.
It's
and then I don't know
story,
what to say.
Huh?
Yes.
Wow.
It's a lot. Okay, so I'm going to sum through this. Da-da-da-da-da. And this is no hate on you. We have time constraints. We're actually
going
to be
seeing
you soon.
Also, he's a really good writer.
Yes. We will read this off. I guess that's really... if I know one thing, it's that everything comes back around full circle, good or bad. I'm still the guy he was back then. Very carefree. I just didn't care enough to notice. 26 years later, after many long years of self-discovery, I'm remembering my core self and I'm starting to love me again. That's really good.
Yay.
One crucial element has been missing, though, missing until recently, and that's a sense of community. The weirdos of my past, they act normal as they secretly loathe themselves, whatever. As a dirtbag, though, I finally found a community as an adult that doesn't just accept my weirdness, but for reasons beyond me, seemingly celebrates it and actively encourages it.
Aww.
Dirtbag,
that's true.
It is. Because we support all the weird ones, because we are the fucking weird ones. Like,
we are
people
the weird.
Get around us, and when they see how we like interact, they're like
but then it attracts
it does
the other weird ones.
The good ones,
the
all
good
the weird ones.
Ones
I celebrate the weird ones, because I do understand that feeling of like feeling like you have to conform to some idea of what it is that you're supposed to be. Like, I went through all the different phases of this is what I have to be as a woman, this is what I have to be as a porn star, and this is what I have to be for this. I don't have to be fucking anything. It's just like how you can make green bean casserole any time of the fucking year.
Period.
You can do what you want. And as long as you're happy with yourself, that's the only fucking thing that matters, because you're never going to be able to please anybody. And I'm glad that you're realizing that and loving yourself a little more.
Yes.
So, dirtbags, Laura, Molly, from the bottom of my heart and what's left of my soul, thank you for being the supportive community I honestly thought I'd never find. Thank you for accepting and embracing my weirdness. It's really nice to finally feel accepted somewhere, dirty socks and all. You're all very much a part of me learning to love me again. I can't thank you enough. As long as there are dirtbags, I'm proudly one of them. No punny pseudonyms this time. This email I'll gladly sign with my full legal name. Yours sincerely, David John.
Thank you. Mwah, mwah.
It was beautiful. And like I said, y'all, this is no hate. You're a very beautiful writer. Like,
yeah.
You put so much time and thought, but it's just for time purposes. Understand that, especially when I podcast, I'm thinking of like, what is this next thing? Or we still have this to get through. And I want to make sure that I address the things that you guys write
all
in
the tracks.
Or call about. Yeah, exactly. All right. We'll save this one.
And
for...
we did smoke, to be fair, like she said. It's very true.
Yeah. All right. So... I'm going to save this one for, this isn't like a 3-year anniversary specific one, so we'll save that for a different day. But
awesome.
We do
thank
have,
you guys.
We do have one follow-up before voicemails, uh-huh. As I think we still have time for it, from John.
Okay, cool.
We're addressing the poop. Remember the question?
Oh, yes, poop? Yes.
So he says, as one who has used porta potties hundreds of times a year, it's a necessary evil. Takes a lot to gross me out. One thing for sure, you find out how bad you have to go, i.e. below 0 and 110 degrees, if it crawls back up you didn't have to go. And the opposite of water is anhydrous. Wait, one thing for sure, you find out how bad you have to go. Yes. I.e. below.
An example?
Zero. Animal. Oh, if it crawls back up. So if your poop crawls back up inside of you, you didn't have to go. Okay. I see. Sorry. I was like, there's no punctuation. I can't tell what this is saying.
It just ran on.
Like, it was like a lot. Like, I was just like, wait a minute. And then at the end, I was just like, the opposite of water is anhydrous. What does that have to do with anything? And then I remembered what we discussed last week or the week before. Fuck. That threw me for a loop. Punctuation, man, saves lives. But it's yeah, porta potties are terrible.
They're
and
yuck.
I stand by it. Would you hand me the little auxiliary cord, this little braided
Absolutely.
Looking one? Because we have voicemails.
Absolutely. Oh.
Thank you.
Of course. Of course, my lady.
Hello, my baby.
Give it up for the dress.
There it is. There's the dress.
Give it up for the two dresses.
Give it up for the dress. Yeah, Laura's in my fucking dress. It's fucking sick on you as well. The shininess is cray cray.
Yeah.
So, no. Watching podcasts is fun. Watching reruns, also fun. But nothing beats a live experience. Check out our friends at Jerkmate by going to jkmte.com/twnd. Every sign up helps our show. Don't jerk alone. Get your front row seat to live events. Try a gold show from the comfort of your couch. Check the show description or go to jkmte.com/twnd to try it out.
Hey, ladies. Molly, this is your dad calling. Just responding to the call out that you two gave me on your last episode to try and help you get some insight on why you respond to challenges.
Oh, I've heard of this.
We played this one already.
About it.
We did?
Didn't we?
Wait, is it say it's new? Because we did talk about this. We said,
yeah,
you said
it
why
was
am
new.
I the way I am?
Yeah, I know so that. That's why I thought it's like.
Play it.
No, this is the one.
Are you sure?
Yes, this is the one. Because it's from last. Why did it say it was new? I'm sorry.
I don't know. But hi.
All right.
We love you.
We're trying again.
Hi, girls. It's Chelsea again. I don't know what you guys do on that podcast, but my life totally hit the fucking tank the last time I left a message. And at least it's working for the better, but it just totally hit the fucking damn tank. So at least I got as much to be thankful for that. Anyways, was just hoping you guys had a good day and everything else. I hope you're having a good day.
Excuse me?
Wait, did he just come at the end?
Can you play it?
Sir, are you coming? Hang on.
You're having a good day.
What was his entrance to that?
His name is Chelsea? I don't...
Or did he call us Chelsea?
Hi, girls. It's Chelsea again.
Hi, girls. It's Chelsea again?
Chelsea again.
Oh,
like,
remember that one that was jerking before and it was weird?
Who's Chelsea?
Remember we had a message like this before and it was like...
No.
And he was like moaning and stuff. No. Didn't we?
I don't remember that.
And we were like, did he call us Chelsea? But he was like, his name, what? We hit the coffin? What did he say?
He said you hit the fucking thing. So it's like we addressed something that he said.
And we hit it. All right. Thank you. Chelsea,
I don't know
what's going on,
but we need more context. Please call back. Leave another voicemail that makes sense and has context because I don't really know.
Sure.
I have no idea what... That was.
I'm not sure.
I need to know if you came at the end. Are you the guy who apparently was moaning last time? Laura said that there was a moaner.
Well, someone that was like, it wasn't coherent. And he was like saying another girl's name. And he kept changing it, remember?
Oh,
it was
yeah.
like Ashley, Jamie, Chelsea.
Was that him? Is that you?
Is that you?
Interesting. Sir, please, Chelsea, whoever you might be, call back. I need to know what the fuck is going on. Are you coming?
Are you okay?
What did we hit on the fucking thing? I don't really understand, so please let me know. 702-900-6446. I guess you have the number, so. All right, let's move on from Chelsea.
You apparently know us.
Hey, Molly and guys. This is Tim. I just wanted to congratulate you on your 300th podcast coming up on the 22nd. Looking forward to hearing it. I don't care what your content is. It's always fun. It's always nice. I don't have a favorite because they're all my favorite. So y'all guys have a wonderful week, and we'll be listening to you on the 22nd and before. Take care. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tim. The three-year episode is today on the 29th, but yes. Thank you.
But we will see you on our Zoom chat if you're there.
We'll hope that you're there.
Yeah.
Chime in, Tim.
Chime in,
too. You haven't chimed in group chat and community chat. I'm just saying, Tim, step it up.
Come on in.
Anyway, we're glad that you... Yeah, anyway, sorry. But I'm glad that you really enjoy the show because we love making it.
And we love to hear that people look forward to us every week.
It was just like surprising because sometimes
we look forward to you guys.
But sometimes it feels like nobody listens except for me when I'm making my clips and I'm like,
this is hilarious. Like, it's like a little wizard.
Like it goes out into the abyss and I'm just like, nobody actually hears this. This is like for me.
They're listening. They're listening. We love you guys. Thank you for reaffirming that.
Listen.
Oh, and I'd love to hear you guys' thoughts about what is now last week's episode because I liked my rant. Okay.
Yes, please call in and let us know.
All right.
Or email.
Hi.
Hi.
Step back, Dave. How are you, dangerous duo? Ah! A little sweaty, I bet. What does the goddess have against Nevada right now? I mean, like, why is she giving you a preview of hell? Is it the gambling? I bet it's the gambling. My favorite episode is 133, Agape at the Luau,
Agape at the Luau,
A Million Mail. That's when I decided to shit or get off the pot and listen every week.
Sorry, I need you to understand. Agape.
Agape!
Because my mouth was agape at the amazingness of the Luau. Just so you know, and I like to say the word gape. All right.
The rest, as they say, is dirtbag to your history. 3 years is a long, long time for anybody, and your commitment, I think, is very impressive. Let's see if I can match it by leaving a voicemail on the 6-year anniversary. Honestly, from the bottom of my heart, thanks for being fun, funny, and wise. I'm very proud to be part of this community. Community.
Hey.
Also, I think I might have said before 300 eps instead of 3 years. I'm so paranoid if I did.
It's okay.
And I'm sorry if I did.
It's okay.
I'll catch you on the flipping side. Matter.
I say it too. Love.
Just kidding. We don't know anything. We're dumb people.
We are nobody.
He's like, thank you for being so wise. I'm like, the fuck do you
mean? Why are you giving us so much credit?
Stop. We're just dumb people who
thank
just say
you.
Things.
We love you, David. You're dope.
All right. It was amazing.
The community.
So we have to wrap up.
The
because
community.
We have a meeting with all of our dirt bags this evening. And if you guys don't want to miss out on things like monthly Zoom chats, ad-free and all that, join patreon.com/TWND podcast because we have so much amazing stuff on there. And it's been so awesome seeing everybody like support. Our journey of the pod has gone through like so many waves. Like you get all these listeners, we lose monetization, we get taken down, we get back up. Like it's all this kind of stuff. And you guys have been there and followed us wherever we go. Mm-hmm. So we very much appreciate it. We thank all the guests who have like been with us.
Yes.
Who have taken the time to like sit down and have a real conversation with us. Like
you're all the real ones.
I could even talk about like so many other past episodes that I just know that we don't, I wish we had time for, but
it's like the Polaroids.
Don't. Yeah.
It's like we have so many memories that we cherish and we've shared with a lot of you and all of you listeners. Thank you so much.
I actually said this. This kind of is a little bit of a way to wrap up. We will be, after this, announcing a winner from those who have joined us for our Zoom chat, which is now last week, but whatever. I had a little interview with Hustler, and I was like, all the interviews that we have with people, because it's hard for me to go out to talk to people, like, in a big social setting, like, it all feels surface level. Mm-hmm. But what's cool about the little interviews where we get to have these moments with people, or just you and I talking to each other about things, it's like the Polaroids. Like, they're all perfect in their own way. They're all little captured moments in time that you can't fake or change. It's not like we're like cutting things except for like swear words. You know what I mean? Like it's
and
all just very
sometimes not
raw.
Even that.
Yeah. And sometimes not. And so it's like you get all of that in that one little moment. And even things like this, like just remind you of those moments. And it makes me all like emotional and shit. So I should probably stop talking about it.
I love you.
So good.
Happy 3 years. Mm. And we love you guys.
We
thank
love you, guys
you.
So much. Yeah, I love my little.
And I like how our ears clicked.
Yeah, I was like, that's so loud.
Thank you for sharing this with me.
Thank you for sharing it with me.
And the donuts.
And this is not a cult at all.
It is.
Just like Trader Joe's.
Help me. You guys share, rate our podcast, please. Share with your friends. We may have new merch coming out, so stay tuned. I mean, we won't be able to sell it.
No,
right?
But we'll probably do giveaways and stuff like that. So, but we're actually going to be cutting here and then coming right back, drawing a winner from our Zoom chat. So stay tuned, even though it will seem like no time has passed. Time is passing every second. There's so many seconds in the day, and they're all passing you by, and you don't even know where it's taking you because that's how time works. Nobody really understands
it. So buckle up.
Buckle up, bitches. Time warp.
I just feel like I have hair that sticks to my makeup all the time. My face, my nose, my eyes.
Yeah.
What is that?
Little fuzzies.
Is it just my...
I love your sparkly
toes. Oh, thank you. It's just Ho White with the sparkle on top.
I love
so
it.
So you could do that, and it's chrome.
I will next time.
Yeah, it's different, right? I was like, what?
Cute. Wait, those are so cute, too.
Lemons.
That's adorable.
He couldn't do the alien ones.
It's like
the
pink lemonade.
Yeah, he couldn't do it. My guy, it was funny because he said instantly he shot me down when I showed him the two ideas because he's not an artist, but his wife is. Mm. So usually he'll do my nails, and then she'll take over and do the drawing, but she was busy.
Yeah.
So obviously he's like, oh, I can't. He's like, no, I can't, you know? And I was like, why? He's like, I'm not an artist. And I was like, well, shit. You know, I was like, that ruins my whole plan. So then I said, do you have stickers? Because I always remember sometimes they have stickers. And then I was like, oh, lemons would be cute. Little lemons. Yeah.
Pink lemonade is the best lemonade as well.
It is. And did you know In-N-Out has
Calypsos?
I've seen them, the glass bottles.
I used to drink so many Calypsos.
I remember them. They were so like,
I was obsessed, but they were also so full of sugar. Mm-hmm. Like when I think about it, like
it was only sugar.
Yeah. I've looked at them now and I'm like, how was I drinking these like all the fucking time?
That's why we're going to be young forever. We're fermented.
We're fermented.
I'm like a pickle.
Yeah. Oh. Pickle. Maybe give us a pickle. Give it up for the pickle. The yodeling pickle at that.
The yodeling pickle.
He's been with us for a while. And bringing him up, which reminds me, I have a little something I'd like to give you for being not only my best friend and really understanding me and hearing some of my, like, you know, like most intense moments, because I share with you everything. Like I tell you when I'm not okay, and for always being there and just also like not making me feel bad for that. So thank you. And I have a little gift for you.
Wait, let me guess. Is it a butt plug?
Well, shit. Did you look?
Yeah.
Damn it. No, I'm kidding. No, it's not. But it's a two-part gift. So halves for me. So I got us a gift.
Lovely. I love the idea of getting us a gift because it means that we get to do stuff or share something together.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah.
Are these eyeballs?
There should be two pairs. So you get a pair.
Oh,
and
God!
I get a pair. So put one on. Put on. Hurry. Put on your left foot. Yeah.
Cover up these nasty toes. My nail guy is going to be so disappointed in me because, look, I ripped off my, not on purpose.
So,
but
because she's my bestie and is, she knows my deepest, darkest secrets. Not like there's a ton, but you know. And she still puts up with me. You're stuck to me like.
I imagine we're like out in public. I'm like, Laura, I'm anxious. And we're like.
They don't really have good magnets. But
what if we made like.
Let's take a picture of them. They're so cute.
What if we made like a cartoon series where it's like Sailor Moon, but it's us with socks?
I love them. I love
that's
you.
So cute.
Happy 3-year anniversary.
That's so cute. I have your gift coming, but it's not here yet because the shipping thing was wrong.
Girl, Amazon be doing that. They're really soft.
Speaking of which, because one of your gifts is the vinyl record of our song, so something else will be coming as well. However, wanted to let y'all know that we are making a very limited release of a few vinyl records. I'm just using this first one as a test to make sure that this company does it well. And then we'll be getting some that we'll be doing for like maybe a giveaway, certain kind of prizes and things like that. So stay tuned because that is coming. I love this. This makes me really happy. They're so cute. Okay. So you will notice a change of outfit, and honestly, I couldn't do the formal dress thing anymore. And we had our lovely Zoom chat, so we got to see there was technical difficulties. But suffice it to say, it ended up very well. Now, as a little reminder, to go to youtube.com/@twndpodcast to just play that song on repeat. You can't wear it out. It gets better the more that you play it. So
I've heard.
Go watch and listen. And we have a winner. Don't let me go.
And I felt it. I was like, aw.
So everyone who joined us on Zoom chat had their name entered into a drawing, and they are going to be winning a one-of-a-kind, well, one of six shirts.
Ooh. Very limited.
They're not even here yet, but they've shipped today.
Mm. All right. So I'm going to pick a winner, and you will announce it. So this one's the one that's calling me. Here you go. Who is it? Drum roll.
Drum roll, please. Namon.
Oh, yay! And I think it's... Yay!
And because we had so many people actually join our Zoom chat, we're going to draw another winner.
Yes!
Well.
You pick it this time. All right. Stay together, guys. The magnet's not all that great, but it's okay. Aw, they're so cute.
Rick!
Yay!
So congratulations, you guys. Have one. But wait, there's more!
We're just feeling generous.
Because we said that for the next, 10 people that signed up to Patreon, you'd all be entered into a drawing to win a podcast merch. But this does not include one of the new one-off shirts. Only Rick and Naman will have those so far. This is just other merch that we have, that I have, that everybody has. So your name is in here. And now I'll be pulling. Marshall! But what I would like to do is, some people that have joined Patreon have not... Okay, I love you so much, but I can't sit like this anymore. It's making my leg fall asleep.
Sorry.
Some people are not replying to DMs, so I would like to pull a backup winner, because if you're not actively involved in community chat, I just don't know if you're actually...
And we'll send you something. We'll send you something.
If you reply, if you hear this, if you reply to the message that I will inevitably send you, but I want to make sure that in case we don't hear from someone, there's still someone who wins. So this will be our backup winner. And fuck it. Maybe I'll just send them a sticker anyway. Why the fuck not?
Why not? Maybe we'll send you a donut.
Next one is Wow Hunter. So Wow Hunter is the backup winner. So I'll reach out to both of these individuals.
A round of applause.
Thank you also very much.
Everybody. Yes. Edgy.
I love the sound of applause. Anyway, I fucking love this show. I love you.
I love you. I love all of you guys that watch love and support us. Thank you. We do this really for the joy. It's really not, it wasn't for anything other than that. And it's just the most rewarding.
It makes me so happy. Like, look at this fucking wall. Every time I come in here, I get so fucking happy. I chill out. It's just like a conglomeration of all these things and memories and all these cool things that we've managed to do. And it's awesome. And I can't believe it's been 3 years. And I love you. You're the fucking best. Everybody, thank you for all the ups and downs, sticking around. We appreciate it. So if you're just joining us for the first time, thank you. And please consider subscribing. Everybody, leave us a rating. If you've never rated before, please leave us a rating, a comment, all that kind of good stuff. We appreciate it so very much. Follow the podcast on Instagram @twndpodcast and on X @twndpodcast. You can follow me on Instagram @thisredheadissfw. And you can follow Laura
@whamglamartistry.
Mm, you guys are the fucking best. Here's to another fucking... we're going to do this when we're 80.
I don't know
what to tell you. Unless I'm dead. Then I won't do it.
When we really are gray and old.
Maybe I'll fucking come back and haunt these damn cameras. Ooh. Maybe I'll... Ooh.
Maybe we'll just...
That reminds me of Randy when he came everywhere from all the porn. And with that, we'll see you Monday.
Come. And thank you, David. We love you.
Oh, we love David so fucking much. David's getting a bonus.
Hey.
Bonus.
Come.
The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast is presented by TWND Productions, created and hosted by Molly Stewart, co-hosted by Laura Contreras, and produced by David Warren.